Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
And welcome back to the show. Lori Nicholson joining us here. She's a master hypnotist, I should say, a licensed master practitioner, neurolinguistic programming, and the owner of Well Awaken Living. It's a pleasure to have her back here as a hypnotist. We're going to talk today how she can help you in so many different ways. And again, wellawakenliving.com. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Nice to speak with you today, Jill.
Well, thanks
for having me.
Same here. Please introduce yourself to our listeners, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Absolutely. My name's Lori Nicholson, and I am a master hypnotist and a licensed master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming, and I also have several other certifications. I love to help people think better, feel better, do better.
Wonderful. Well, I mean, it's amazing what you do, because hypnosis helps release, what, fears, pain, improve self-esteem. We've talked about you helping those, right, be able to stop smoking, to lose weight, and you've helped with fertility and birth. There's so many different services that you offer. And just to point out, you do offer a free confidential consultation, correct? Now, you're based out of, is
correct.
It only Maryland?
Yes.
But you
correct.
Work with people all over. This is a virtual business, right? So you have clients all over the world.
Absolutely. Prior to the COVID pandemic, I saw people locally in person and people globally virtually. And so it was an easy transition to doing everybody virtually over this past year.
Wow. So what area of focus do you have for us today about the work you do and how you can help our listeners?
Well, last week we talked quite a bit about my hypnosis business, and I have completed a new course, a new training that I'd love to share with people today.
Sure.
It's called Evolve, How to Use Your Energy to Manifest Anything You Want. And I'm really excited about it. It's been a long time in the making.
Well, how does it work? Let's fill us in.
Sure. Well, it came about because, as we discussed last time, my first professional foray into hypnosis was as a hypnobirthing educator. And it was only later that I became a hypnotist. While I was teaching these childbirth classes, the couples were starting to tell me that it was taking them years and years to get pregnant. And the more I meditated on that issue, the more I learned that many of the challenges the couples were experiencing with conception had to do with a mismatch between the energy of the baby they were seeking to conceive and their own energy patterns. In other words, the way that energy works is that we attract into our lives those whose energy vibrates very close to ours. So we don't tend to come into contact with people who are much more energetically advanced than we are. And likewise, we're not likely to choose to surround ourselves with those whose energy is far less developed. The issue that many couples were experiencing was that the babies who wanted to be conceived at the time and now are very evolved and have highly refined energy.
Wow.
And those babies demand that their parents are evolved and spiritually awake and working to evolve their own emotions and energy systems. As soon as these soon-to-be-conceived children cleared the parents of these soon-to-be-conceived children cleared their own energy blocks through education and emotional processing and meditation and other processes, their energy and the baby's energy became congruent, thus allowing for the desired conception. So I initially developed this training to help that evolution happen for the parents. As they released their blocks and increased their energy patterns, they naturally conceived with ease. And the more that I worked with the training program, the more that I realized that this program will help evolve energy patterns to help with any desired outcome. I started using it with clients not only to help them with fertility challenges, but also to help them earn the job of their dreams, to meet their life partner, or to reach any audacious goal, as I call them, the big goals that we have. And it evolved into a general training for helping people to learn how to evolve their own energy field to achieve and manifest and succeed.
Now, Lori Nicholson, we have new listeners each and every week. So what brought you into this field of helping people? How did you discover the benefits of hypnosis?
Absolutely. I had reached a point as young as my early 30s where, as a type A perfectionist, I had created serious digestive problems for myself. I had developed migraines for myself, and I was really needing to find a better way. And I started to do a lot of meditation and yoga, guided visualizations, and self-hypnosis to help me through that part of my healing journey. And it worked so beautifully for me that I started looking at other applications. When I got pregnant with my first child, a midwife friend of mine suggested that I take hypnobirthing childbirth education classes, and I did, and had all three of my kids using that those tools and techniques that are taught in that class, and had fantastic births, so much so that I decided to teach hypnobirthing for about a decade and was on the faculty for about 4 years. And while I no longer teach it, I still highly recommend it. I eventually moved into exclusively doing hypnosis because couples in my classes were saying, well, now that we're in the class, I have generalized anxiety. Can you help me with that? Or my husband really wants to stop smoking now that I'm pregnant. Can you help us with that? And I had to practice within my training at that point, so I couldn't help them with that. So I went back and got a lot of training, became a licensed hypnotist and certified hypnotist, and then a master hypnotist, and then sought the neurolinguistic programming training, which I call waking hypnosis or healing with words.
Beautiful. And some people may be a little bit fearful, anxious about doing this. And it's not what you think, right? Like, you see people like on a stage, people fainting and falling with hypnosis. Can you explain to us what really happens? And so we can make our clients and our listeners here feel at ease about it.
Absolutely. It's actually a process of consent, because if I just told somebody, just relax, it doesn't feel relaxing. In fact, it feels a little possibly anxiety producing, because the conscious mind thinks, why is she trying to get me to relax so much? And what is she trying to get me to do? Whereas if I say, on the next breath, take a deep inhalation, and on the exhalation, sigh and let your shoulders sink into the frame of your body, your conscious mind gets a chance to say, that sounds good. That sounds relaxing. That sounds like it would be in my highest interest. I agree to do that. So it's really a process of agreement. Then I might say, on the next exhalation, allow your eyes to close down gently, taking you into a more deeply relaxed state. And the conscious mind goes, okay, I'm with you. Eventually, we get access to the subconscious mind as the conscious mind relaxes, or we bypass it. And the subconscious mind is really much more powerful. It's the seat of our thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and therefore habits. And therefore, we can get deep, quick change much more easily working with the subconscious mind than we can with the conscious mind. And we have all gone in and out of hypnosis on a regular basis each and every day. So all we're doing it with hypnosis is doing it on purpose.
Amazing. All right, good. I think it makes us all feel better. And there's so many services you offer. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And what I want to also ask when you get back, you have a very special story that I read on your website in regards to, unfortunately, what happened with your own daughter. And you offer relief for first responders. Can we talk about that a little bit when we return?
Absolutely.
Great. In the meantime, what's the best way that our listeners can call you, email you, reach out to you, give us all your information?
Absolutely. My website is wellawakenedliving.com. I'm also reachable through social media on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram as Well Awakened Living. And my phone number and email address are listed on that website. And as I mentioned, for this group, you can also go to lorihypno.com and reach me that way.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Wellawakenedliving.com. We'll be right back with more after the break. Please don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome, Lori Nicholson, to the show from WellAwakenLiving.com. She's a master hypnotist, licensed master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming, and the owner of Well Awaken Living. That's WellAwakenLiving.com. Let's talk about this. On April 23rd, 2017, you say it's a day that's burned into your brain.
Absolutely. Our daughter fell out of our treehouse and ended up breaking several bones in her foot and tearing the ligament that holds the bones in the foot together and getting a compression fracture in her back. And so it was a very scary day for us. She is now perfectly fine. I will just say that for everybody out there listening. And it was an interesting experience for me because I just work with this type of healing with my family all the time, and I don't think anything of it. It's just something that I do. And while I was in the ambulance on the way to the hospital with my daughter, I started doing some of these breathing techniques with her, some tools and techniques to calm her nervous system and tell her that everything was going to be okay, the worst is over, the healing's begun, and keep her very calm, to the point where the EMT, who was in the back of the ambulance with us, said, "Oh my goodness, would you come teach us some of these things? This is amazing. She's so calm." And she clearly was very hurt. However, she did stay very calm. And so I believe that that helps the healing process begin much more quickly and the healing process to happen faster over time as well when our body hears that message, the worst is over, it's all okay, you have people here helping you, let your body know it's okay to start the healing process.
Wow, what a fascinating story. I mean, so sad, but I'm amazed that, you know, thank goodness she was okay. And the way she acted, I think, says a lot, right? Someone who stays that calm and the trauma, there's less trauma there, right? You know, people who get excited, overworked, what does that do to you? I mean, not everyone has those skills, thanks to you, Mom. but what normally happens in a situation like this?
Normally, people go into a fight, flight, or freeze response. They can possibly go into shock, but the nervous system kicks in and we go into our more animal brain and just in a self-protective mode, trying to keep ourselves safe. And by telling her and letting her know you are safe and the worst is over and now people are helping you and the healing process is already beginning, I could help keep her in what we call the parasympathetic part of our nervous system. Our nervous system is actually divided. We talk about it as voluntary and involuntary parts of our nervous system. The voluntary part is where we can make conscious choices over the actions that we're exerting. And I can make a decision, for instance, to reach out, lift a glass of water, and take a sip of water. The involuntary part of our nervous system involves the actions over which we do not exert conscious control. For example, digesting food or blinking our eyes, things like that. That involuntary part is further categorized into parasympathetic and sympathetic parts of our nervous system. The parasympathetic is when we feel good, calm, and relaxed. We have a positive balance of endorphins running through our system, which is the hormone associated with the feel-good runner's high. The sympathetic part of our nervous system is associated with the fight, flight, or freeze response. And when we're in that state, we have a higher balance of catecholamines, which are stress chemicals like adrenaline and cortisol, and they're constrictor hormones to help us either fight or take flight quickly. And we will experience those chemicals when our body experiences either real or perceived danger, so that we can react very quickly. It's a self-protective mechanism. So I basically just use breathing exercises and hypnotic words to help her stay in that parasympathetic part of the nervous system. It's all okay. You wouldn't breathe this deeply if you were in crisis, so it must all be okay. So tell the brain to release those feel-good runner's high hormones, those endorphins. And then after she was healed up, I also used some other techniques. I'm certified in integral eye movement therapy for trauma relief. And this was originally developed to help with PTSD and flashback trauma, where you tend to relive the trauma over and over again. And so once she was healed up, I did some IEMT releases with her. They're eye movement exercises to help release the trauma that we may have stored in our bodies, and moved her through that and out of that so she wouldn't have to be scared about going in the treehouse again, or wouldn't have to become afraid of heights or store that trauma anywhere in her body. She could process it and release it.
Oh, wow. Amazing work that you do. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, wellawakenedliving.com. We're talking here with Lori Nicholson in regards to the type of work she does. Now, she can work with you virtually anywhere in the world. And, you know, we went over last time exactly how hypnosis, you know, works. And she does offer a free consultation. There's so many different aspects of her work she can help you with. I know we've touched upon fertility today. We've touched upon this type of trauma. Obviously, someone getting injured, getting hurt. You can just improve your self-esteem, release fears, release pain, and even you can help those become non-smokers, right?
Absolutely.
Great. So what else did you have in mind for us?
Well, we started talking a little bit about the autonomic nervous system when we were discussing my daughter and traumas. That's actually the first teaching module in my Evolve training. I could talk a little bit more about how the nervous system works, because so many of us are experiencing so much anxiety on a daily basis, and this past year has not helped that situation for many people. And there's really a good explanation about why that happens and why it's therefore easy to move through that with hypnotic techniques, if you'd like me to give a little bit more background about that.
Please, let's do it. I think it's a great idea.
Sure. So I had mentioned that our body reacts whether we're experiencing real or perceived dangers, and that's a self-protective mechanism. The metaphor that I like to use is that of a cheetah on the Serengeti. If the tall grass is waving back and forth, that could mean several things to the cheetah. It could be the wind blowing the tall grass, which has a neutral outcome for the cheetah. It could be a field mouse, which is positive for the cheetah. Lunch, yay. Or it could be a lion, which is potentially very negative and life-threatening for the cheetah. And the cheetah's nervous system, therefore, prepares for the lion every single time. Because if it prepared for the wind or the field mouse, but it turned out to be the lion, that would be really devastating for the cheetah. However, if the nervous system prepares for the lion every single time and it turns out to be the wind or the field mouse, the cheetah's nervous system can then always relax itself back into that parasympathetic endorphin-producing relaxation response. So the cheetah's nervous system will always overprepare in case there's a lion on the Serengeti. Mm-hmm. We are also mammals, just like the cheetah, and so this is what we do as well. And let me give you an example. Let's say that a person is mugged by a 6-foot-tall stranger while walking down a city street alone at night. That was a lot of different characteristics that I just gave. And that person will obviously go into the sympathetic fight, flight, or freeze response with blood pressure rising, eyes blinking rapidly, rapid shallow breathing, blood shunted from their to their limbs so that they can fight or take flight. And we'll just say that this person was totally unharmed during the incident. We don't want any people getting nervous about that.
Yeah.
But this metaphorical person, this fictitious person, that person's mind doesn't know which characteristic of that environment led to the scary outcome. Are all cities dangerous? Perhaps I should move to the country and avoid cities in the future. Or maybe it's unsafe to be outside at night. Perhaps I should only go outside in the daytime from now on. Perhaps being alone was the scary part of the experience, which led to what is judged as a bad outcome. We say, oh, it's a bad outcome to get mugged, but they'll think perhaps I should take steps to never be alone. Perhaps all 6-foot-tall people are scary. Maybe I should avoid all strangers. Mm-hmm. They don't really know what was the scary part of that.
Sure.
And so subconsciously now, every time that person encounters any of those characteristics in his or her environment, they'll experience the same catecholamine fight, flight, or freeze response. So it's as if the mind is saying, don't worry, I've got your back. I won't let you get in a dangerous situation like that again. So imagine how often that person is going into fight or flight. Let's say that person now has 4 or 5 scary or what are perceived to be scary incidents in her life. I live in the Washington, D.C. metro area, and the traffic around here is terrible. And so I'm sure we've all had that experience where somebody is changing lanes and driving too quickly, and they kind of cut us off in traffic, and we have that response where we have that sharp intake of breath and squeezing the steering wheel, right? Even if we don't crash, it still leads to that fight or flight response a little bit. So now let's say it was a red sports car, a teenager was driving fast, changing lanes quickly. All of those characteristics also then subconsciously trigger that person. So you can see how it would only take a couple of scary events like that to be getting triggered on a fairly regular basis and having a higher level of baseline anxiety. So the way I like to talk about this is using the metaphor of a beaver dam. Each of these characteristics is kind of like a log or a branch or a stick in a beaver dam, and your emotions are the free-flowing water in the river, which we want to continue to flow freely. And as each of these scary incident characteristics stack up, it starts blocking that free flow of the water. And so what we do with hypnosis is we work with the nervous system to let it know it doesn't always have to be ready to fight or take flight. And just as the subconscious and the autonomic nervous system are excellent at generalizing out the fears in a self-protective fashion, they're just as good at generalizing out the healing. So we might help the individual process his or her fears of strangers. Not all strangers are dangerous, right? Or fear of 6-foot-tall people. Again, not all people who are this height are scary. And it's when we do that, it's like taking logs back off of that beaver dam as the emotions are processed and cleared. And eventually enough of the initial incident is felt and processed such that the rest of the blockage, or the beaver dam in this metaphor, is washed away and emotions can flow smoothly again without that underlying feeling of increased anxiety.
Wow. Well, this is amazing work that you do, and there's so many people that can really benefit from this. Lori, let's, unfortunately, it's time to go. Let's sum up today's conversation, how we can help our listeners, and the best form of contact for you, for them to reach out to you, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. My name again is Lori Nicholson, and my business is Well Awakened Living. You can go to wellawakenedliving.com and find a lot of free content on the website. You can go to my YouTube channel, Well Awakened Living, or to social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram, Well Awakened Living. And my phone number and email address are on that website. As a listener of this program, you can also go to lorihypno.com, LORIHYPNO.com, and get a lot of free content sent to you and a coupon code for participating in my new upcoming group class trainings called Evolve, How to Use Your Energy to Manifest Anything You Want.
Beautiful. Lori Nicholson, thank you for your time today, and thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. We'll have more of the show coming right up after the break. Please don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.